Russia will allow the United States to use old Soviet military bases in the war against terrorism. Russia's defense minister said yesterday that the U.S. could use such facilities in Tajikistan to launch strikes against suspected terrorist bases in neighboring Afghanistan. The Soviet Union was the last major power to wage war there, and talk of U.S. military action is stirring old memories. Russian veterans warn that Afghanistan is a place where military logic breaks down. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
You'd be forgiven for not noticing the tiny Afghan War Museum. Its obscure location in the basement of a rundown Moscow apartment house befits a war many Russians want to forget. Museum director Viktor Sherbakov's mission is to remind society that at least 13,000 Soviet soldiers died in Afghanistan.
Our main visitors are school kids, 12, 15, and 16 years old. They say we didn't know there was a war in Afghanistan.
Murals on the museum walls depict the cruel epic of the Afghan War. On one side, a conscript arriving in Afghanistan for duty, muscular, fresh, and confident. On the other, the same soldier, gaunt, traumatized, and crying over the corpse of a fallen comrade. The art is the work of Vladimir Gorbatenko, a wiry, intense former paratrooper who hangs out at the museum. Gorbatenko's hands tremble constantly. Painting images of the war is a personal outlet, he says, for the hell that he experienced in Afghanistan. Gorbatenko understands the desire for retaliation over the attacks in New York and Washington, but he warns the U.S. government not to repeat the Soviet Union's mistakes.
We trained beforehand and fought for 2 years, so we know what we are talking about. I don't want to offend the American army, but if the United States uses the tactic of a land operation, its losses will be enormous.
Fellow Afghan vet Oleg Vershinin agrees. His first firefight came just 2 days after arriving in Afghanistan in 1984. The battle left him with few doubts as to the war's eventual outcome.
You couldn't even call it a battle. It was like an execution. We were in a car, we drove into a machine gun ambush, we poured out onto the ground. I watched our senior officers drop dead one by one. I understood right away the war was pointless.
Vershinin, in part, attributes the Soviet Union's defeat to what he describes as the fanatical determination of Afghan rebels, who are supplied with weapons by the United States. He warns that if U.S. forces fight in Afghanistan, they will encounter an opponent with no fear of death.
The one thing that surprised me at first, and did not understand for a long time, they know how to die. They look into your eyes and know how to die.
Afghan resistance fighters had little fear of the USSR's overwhelming air power either, according to former Soviet bomber pilot Fyodor Bindrianov. He's heard talk of airstrikes against Osama bin Laden and other targets in Afghanistan. He says the Soviets used everything in their arsenal, even gigantic 6,000-pound bombs, with little result. The lack of infrastructure in Afghanistan leaves few real targets and increases the chances of killing innocent civilians.
Even our rockets, which are very accurate, had no effect. The Afghans adapted to them. They dig extra exits to their caves in the mountains, or they would just leave, and we ended up bombing an empty place in the desert.
Igor Lysenyenko, a Russian parliamentary deputy and Afghan vet, says another approach, commando missions by special forces, might yield some success, but Lysenyenko thinks they are of limited long-term use.
I was myself a special task force commander, and I understand that it is the only way possible, but only for a short period of time. It must be done through very limited time, and as a result, it won't be great results.
Back at the Afghan War Museum, Oleg Vershinin leans on a cane and listens to a scratchy old recording of a song that has become the unofficial anthem of the Afghan war vets. The ballad speaks of the young soldiers who came home in zinc coffins. Vershinin sums his own mental images of Afghanistan. Beautiful towns and mosques, not to mention the burning cars, the wrecked tanks, and the dead children, he says. Vershinin recalls how the attack on the World Trade Center made him break out in a sweat. I knew it meant war again, he says. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.